Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Namaste Radio. The intent of our programming is to increase awareness, inspire loving action, and ignite transformation and healing in our listeners, and through them, our world. Namaste Radio is brought to you by Namaste Publishing. Please join its interactive spiritual community. Communicate directly with authors, guest bloggers, and others like yourself who are spiritually seeking a better way of living. Connect, make friends, and be one with our new Namaste Global community at namastepublishing.com. And now, please welcome your host for this hour, Marie Bernard, on Namaste Radio, radio that will change your life.
Good evening. Welcome to Namaste Radio. Thank you for joining us this evening. I am your host, Marie Bernard, and tonight's guest is Dr. Judith Kravitz. She is the founder of Transformational Breath Foundation, and the transformational breathing is a technique that has been endorsed by Deepak Chopra, Christiane Northrup, and many other integrative medical professionals. It's used by celebrities. I believe I saw Goldie Hawn on the list of people who use this. And tonight, Judith is calling us all the way from Kuwait, so I'm going to bring her up on the air. Hi, Judith. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. So it'd be good morning for me, but good evening to you.
Good morning. It's about 5 a.m. there?
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you for getting up so bright and early. And what exactly, are you hosting a conference in Kuwait?
We're doing our initial six-day program in Kuwait. It's for a group of women because we're not permitted to do mixed groups at the level of contact that we have in the process. So we have a group of about 25 wonderful women, and we're started last night, so we're going to have an amazing week.
Wonderful. And I'm really curious about how the transformational breathing is helping the women of Kuwait. Is this your first time there?
No, we were here in the fall. We came in November, and we did a weekend with a group of about 30 women. And so it was like a test run, and the people loved it. And we probably would have had a larger group, except this is a very, very hot season, and a lot of people leave right now. I don't know, are you on centigrade or Fahrenheit there?
Here, Celsius.
Celsius.
Canada.
Well, it was 53 Celsius yesterday, so that gives you an idea of how hot it gets. I know. So it's literally like walking into an oven. Luckily, we have some good air conditioning going, but you still have to go from A to B, and you can feel the blast of the heat. The people are enthusiastic, and we have a wonderful group, and we're going to do a week of transformational breath and lots of different ways, so everybody's excited.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that is so awesome, and I really appreciate you joining us all the way from Kuwait so early in the morning. So let's get right to it. What exactly is transformational breath?
Well, transformational breath is, I would call it a breathing system if you want it to be really specific as far as what is it really, because it works on so many levels in so many different ways. A system describes it really the best. And what it is a breathing system using a very specific breathing pattern to help us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in a number of different ways. So I can, maybe as you ask me questions, describe what happens on each of the levels. But it's quite amazing. It's a self, we define it as a spiritual self-healing modality. So that mostly because we're creating the energy that's creating huge pieces of transformation in people's lives. So maybe as we go on, I can specifically address each of those levels.
Wonderful. Well, how is transformational breath different from other forms of breathing, like yogic breathing and things like that? And maybe you can also incorporate how you developed this technique.
Okay. Well, there's a number of different ways we differ from, first of all, it's an integrative breath work, and I was even guided that it was an integrative yogic breath by the beings who showed it to me, and it's developed over the years. It continues to get more things added to it, so it's a growing body of knowledge, which is really fun because new and more wonderful things happen all the time. And so it's a very specific breathing technique or pattern that we do to create very specific results. But also included, now there's a number of people that, let's say, different breathing modalities that use a continuous breath. But we use a full continuous breath, meaning we work with the whole respiratory system, which is something the other modalities don't get specific about. So we're looking at fully opening the respiratory system, which creates a very different result than if you just have people breathe the way they normally breathe fast. There's a whole different level of accessibility that happens there. We also bring in several other different tools into the breathing. For one, we work with sound during the process, so using toning and working with sound to continue integration. We do a lot of hands-on and transformational breath, working with muscles that influence the, let's say, the structure of someone's breath. So we literally remold breathing patterns with our hands. And we also do a form of acupressure with our hands to stimulate cellular memory and bring up issues that are, I guess you could say, issues that are in the tissues to take people deeper. And we also work specifically with invocation before and during the session to create a higher vibration or consciousness that's part of the system as well. So those are some of the major differences in transformational breath and any other breath work. So that's a lot. It definitely has its own, let's say, very unique way of being in the breath world. So you wanted, I forgot the second part of your question. What was that?
And how did you develop? I would imagine that you studied various healing modalities and kind of incorporated some of those into this, correct?
Yes, in the very beginning, I was working in Northern California in the 70s. And doing mostly as a minister, doing spiritual healing through prayer. I was an ordained minister and had my certificate as a prayer therapist. And so working with people, we also had a spiritual community like a lot of people did in the 70s. And so at that point, rebirthing had emerged in the Bay Area. And I had an opportunity to experience a few rebirthing sessions. And I saw just how powerful breathing was, and began working with the breath with myself and then sharing it with other people. But very early, I started receiving a lot of inner guidance because of my connection and, let's say, activity with the inner planes about how to work with the breath in very specific ways. I had also studied Kundalini yoga, and so had that knowledge and background. And as time went on, transformational breath just began to develop, and over the last 33 years, it's reached, I think, this amazing form that is so effective and so powerful, and I'm totally open to it getting better and better, because that's been the progression. So it started mostly with inner guidance, and my, I think, spark of motivation was a self-healing of a cancerous tumor that I worked primarily with the breath with about 30 years ago and had a healing from that. And that's what sparked me into wanting to share it in a big way with others.
So you're saying you healed yourself from a cancerous tumor?
Uh-huh, yeah. And I wouldn't say I healed myself. I think it was certainly a spiritual healing, but I sought that path instead of an allopathic one. Where surgery was being recommended, and worked with the breath and through the breathing, received a lot of, let's say, could feel energy moving, the tumor was in my throat, so there was a lot of ways of expression that I was guided to change, and my diet changed, and my ways of communicating with people changed, and all through the influence of the breathing, that the breathing would take me deep into myself and allow me to tap into the path of self-healing. And of course, the oxygen in my body was very helpful too, because cancer is an anaerobic disease, so the oxygen created a very a lot more positive environment that I think did not enable the cancer cells to thrive.
Amazing. Well, we are speaking today with Dr. Judith Kravitz. She is the founder of the Transformational Breath Foundation. You can find them, her organization, at transformationalbreathing.com, and she is currently in Kuwait right now, and she is hosting teaching transformational breath to women in Kuwait. That is why the sound is a little bit fuzzy here. It's 5 in the morning there. So if you have a question and you'd like to get on the air, the number to call is 1-347-202-0129. That's 347-202-0129. So, Judith, I'm curious, actually, because when I was looking around on your site, you are endorsing and involved with Namaste Publishing's author, Michael Brown, and he wrote The Presence Process. And part of The Presence Process is breathing and meditating each day, and the technique he uses is continuous breath. Is that the same as transformational breath?
I would say very similar in that it's a certain level that of breathing. And what we're able to do, because we're working more closely with people and more intimately, we're able to evaluate how they breathe and help them breathe better and do the presence process, I think, at another level. And I am totally endorsing the presence process as an incredible, it just seems like a beautiful companion to what we do as far as taking people further and deeper, and us being able to take people further and deeper in their breathing process. So it's a beautiful synergistic partnership, you could say, as far as just really supporting people with probably the two most powerful tools on the planet. The presence process is phenomenal, and transformational breath is too. So you can put them together, and I don't know what else a person would need, really.
Awesome. Well, that's really exciting. And I'm curious also, you can use transformational breath for healing from some traumas. How does that work?
Well, that's the mental and emotional level that gets addressed in the process, and it's pretty amazing how it works. It's actually based on principles of physics. So people are a little shocked when they start to speak feelings of maybe terror or trauma or sadness or anxiety. These things start to they start to feel them when they breathe, and like, how can the breathing do this? And what happens is the particular pattern that we use, the breathing pattern that we use, allows us to access suppressed material in the subconscious. It accesses it energetically, and as we breathe into areas that have been traditionally closed off, that also accesses material that we've been suppressing or avoiding, and that's why we shut down those parts of our respiratory system primarily. So when we start breathing in those places, we access the suppressed material, which could be emotions, could be memories, could be negative self-concepts, or even positive things are there as well. And it accesses them on a vibrational level, because through the particular breath that we do, we create a high vibrational energetic state that comes not only into our respiratory system, but it accesses our electromagnetic field. And as it comes in contact with these patterns, which are in our electromagnetic field as denser, lower vibrational patterns, it begins to permanently change their energetic state. It causes them to rise in their vibrational energy. And this is based on a principle of physics called the law of entrainment, where if you bring two energy fields together, the higher vibrational one will cause, literally cause the lower one to raise its frequency. And this is proven in science in a number of different ways. It's proven with, let's say, tuning forks or heartbeats or pendulum clocks or lots of different, let's say, forms of vibrational resonance where you will actually see and you have it recorded where the higher vibration raises the lower frequency. So essentially, when we do this breathing pattern, we go into the electromagnetic field, access these denser, lower vibrational states in our consciousness, in our energy field, and permanently raise them into a higher vibrational state. And so that's why if people in the process feel these feelings, we're actually very happy because we know they're in the process of integration because they're experiencing whatever it is, these denser vibrations, as they're in the process of change or transformation.
So it sounds like some scary stuff can come up in these sessions.
They can be scary. They can be intense because the subconscious, what I've learned through this work over the years is that how powerful the subconscious is. And the subconscious can outpicture anything it believes. Once you start accessing it, people shift into a different level of consciousness, and what is integrating can seem and feel very real because it is a very real energy that's part of our energy field. And so it can be scary, but it's not as scary. I always tell people when they're in process, like, the worst part is over because you already lived through the experience, and now you're healing the memory. And that's an important thing to put things in perspective, like, oh, okay, even though I feel terrified, this is a suppressed memory versus I'm actually living through a terrifying experience. So, yes, people can go through things, but on the other side is such a liberation and freedom that it's totally worth it. It's like you're birthing into a higher state of consciousness. So to go through, let's say, our shadow or our suppressed material to get there, it's totally worth it.
So, Dr. Kravitz, when you're talking about suppressed memories in the session of transformational breath, are you specifically focusing on, like, okay, some bad things happened to me, I'm bringing up these memories, or do they just kind of come up through stored memories in your body?
Yes, yes. This is a very organic process. So when you start to breathe, whatever to come up will come up. So it's not about conjuring up old bad times, because what I've learned is most people don't know what's in their subconscious. Most people don't remember. I mean, we're talking from womb on experiences, so we don't have the conscious memories of a lot of what has happened to us, and if we suppressed it even more. So as people breathe, whatever needs to integrate will surface, and we just be present with whatever it is. And what I've learned from the presence process is just love it unconditionally, allow ourselves to feel it, and then through that acceptance and experience, we can integrate it into a higher state.
So I'm curious, we're still talking here about emotional traumas. Let's say you had a client who was dealing with post-traumatic stress or depression caused from, you know, years of abuse or something like that. In your experience, how long would it take for someone to release those? Is it like one session, everything's fixed, or how does it work?
Well, we wish, but certainly one session a lot happens. As a matter of fact, a psychotherapist that I worked with for years in Massachusetts on Cape Cod, he started out as my client, and then he actually started out because he was a triathlon runner. So he had, he was a terrible breather. He was actually breathing backwards. So we sorted that out. But then he noticed that he had incredible mental and emotional improvement as a result. So then he asked me if I would work with some of his patients, which I did. And then they had tremendous results. I mean, results like someone who had therapy for years but had never cried, or someone who had never had a relationship and things like that. And they were popping left and right in that, crying and falling in love and getting on a plane for the first time and things like that. And so being the wife therapist that he was, he asked me to train him in the process. So he took one of our first trainings. And then I ran into him and several months later, and he was just, couldn't say enough. And basically what he really said, the essence of what he said, is that in doing the process, he felt that one of our sessions was equivalent to 2 years of therapy, that we were able to, through the breath, access the original core, let's say, the original states, energetic states that cause a lot of these core patterns that we keep repeating. And so there's cycles that happen because we come in and we have major issues that we come in with, that these issues have layers. And so the initial accessing works with the core layers, like the most intense layers, and then the subsequent, let's say, sessions or experiences of the integration works with the outer layers, and eventually the issue dissipates. It's just not there. It's not internal and therefore doesn't show lives. And so that can be a process. That can be a process of several sessions and maybe up to 10 sessions, but pretty much if someone does 10 sessions, and I can't even say it because people are so unique as far as how much they can surrender in the process, how many layers. When we work with children, they have many fewer layers. They will integrate the pattern faster. And as we get older, we tend to create more and more layers. It also depends on how active we are of our breath. If we are really shut down and holding on tightly or to our defense mechanisms, then it will take a long time. Is that eventually it all integrates, and probably I would say easily within, you know, 6 sessions.
Beautiful. And Judith, when you were dealing with your cancer, it sounds like you discovered that a lot of the cause of that cancer was deep-rooted emotional things going on.
It was, and you know, my doctorate's in metaphysics. And so in metaphysics, we believe that for everything we experience in the physical, there's a mental and emotional component. And so I definitely believe that's the core issue behind physical symptoms. And so getting to the feelings that were, let's say, suppressed in my throat was a key part of that healing. And it was also had a lot of guidance about doing things different physically too. So we can't separate ourselves. We're this synergistic being that all works as a unified functioning whole. So certainly the mental and emotional are a really important part of our healing journey.
Wonderful. And so aside from your success with the cancer, what other physical issues are respond well to the transformational breath?
Well, I could go on and on and on, and I have to be really mindful of how I frame it, because we never proclaim to cure anything, and yet I think our focus is living a healthy life, and of course oxygen and good respiration is such an important component of it. You know, without breath, we're dead. So you know, you can get the connection between breathing well and really being well and alive because without it, we're dead. So somewhere on that scale, the more we breathe, I believe the healthier and the more alive we can be. But as far as what I've seen over the years, I've seen so many physical conditions respond to it because, first of all, there's many what they call anaerobic diseases. And so anaerobic means basically diseases that respond to the presence of oxygen. And cancer is one. Cancer cells cannot live in an oxygenated field. And yet we don't say, oh, we cure cancer, or we do this or that. But one area where I can say, because it's our expertise, is that we're very effective in working with people with respiratory problems, and primarily asthma or emphysema, because in my opinion, as a breathing expert, it's more of a breath mechanical situation than anything. And so working with someone's breathing pattern and teaching them how to work with the muscles that are some of them are in a constant state of stress and tension, and teaching those patterns, those muscles to relax, people can literally be free of the symptoms of asthma in a relatively short time. And I think it's the most positive alternative that's available, is to restructure your breath and work with your breath in a different way. And it goes on and on and on, because a lot of people's problems stem in the breathing in their bodies from not having an open breath. So the area where they're not breathing tends to be void of the life force, and therefore physical symptoms develop. For example, if someone doesn't use or breathe in their upper respiratory areas, which about a third of the people in the world don't, they are stressing the heart, and they are also not bringing life force to the upper organs. So we find people with heart conditions don't breathe in the upper chest. People with maybe breath cancer don't breathe in the upper chest. People with thyroid problems don't. And so when we open up the breathing and allow the energy flow and the life force to access those parts of the body more effectively, a lot of those symptoms go away. And so it's a way of working with the breath and the life force to create a more balanced flow in the body that creates better overall physical health and the body's innate ability to be perfectly healthy, which I believe in. I believe in that ability if given all the right tools.
So, Judith, when you say many people don't breathe in the upper chest, I would think it would be the opposite, because a lot of, they say, you know, people don't breathe from their diaphragm. They're just breathing up high.
Well, that's the other third of the people. So we have people who don't breathe in the chest, and that creates not only physical symptoms, but very particular emotional and mental and behavioral aspects. And there's another third that have never used their diaphragm and have never used the lower part of their respiratory system, which is actually our access to the subconscious in diaphragmatic breathing or the lower respiratory. And then there's a group of people who breathe very low and very high, and they don't breathe in the middle. And these are people who have a lot of anxiety and really separation in their life between their expression of their heart and their ego expression in the world. It's almost like they have two lives. So, and there's lots of variations of all of that. And the unique thing is that everyone has their own breathing pattern. And over the years, it's like snowflakes. You never see the exact same breathing pattern. That people have very specific breathing patterns that actually indicate very specific behaviors and areas of expression that are open or closed, or different things in the subconscious. So it's an amazing way to actually read what's going on in someone's life by just look at the way they breathe, and there's a total map or outpicturing of that life through their breath.
So Judith, how, if people take a session from you or from one of the trainers of the Transformational Breath Foundation, how often do they practice that breathing? Does it go into their daily life? Are they walking around breathing all funny all day, or how does that work?
Okay, well, no, we don't recommend that, because our initial breathing is actually done through the mouth, and so you don't want to walk around with your mouth open and kind of panting like a dog. Things will fly in your mouth, so we don't recommend that. But we do give people right from the beginning some homework to do to just continue the progress, because each session there's progress in opening up the breathing pattern. There's also progress in emotional integration and actually connection to spirit. So we definitely give people homework to do, and the homework can be between 5 and 15 minutes a day depending on where they are in their journey. And then we also like to schedule a series of sessions and start with three and see where people are. Some people are actually ready to do the process on their own after three sessions, and we encourage this. And so, they can we have a number of different guided sessions, and we can give them a guided session, and they're doing up to an hour a day or an hour a week. The nice part of this is that there's really no limit as far as how often you can use it. And the benefits are so great. People get very motivated to just, continue the breathing. And it's not always feel-good therapy. You know, sometimes when we're accessing those patterns, they're deep and they're powerful. And yet, if someone's trained correctly, they learn how to breathe through it and, you know, experience the liberation on the other side. So at least 5 minutes a day, we have people practice it. But the overall impression is that it affects people's relationship with their breath, because once you've done this, you're more conscious of how am I breathing daily? How is my breath flowing? Did I stop breathing? Because all of a sudden we're more conscious of, oh, I'm breathing or I'm not. So you're bringing more breath into your life, and you're also breathing better and becoming more conscious of when you might shut down the area that just opened up because of something that happened externally, and see where you shut down your breathing as a defense mechanism, and then make a choice about it. Well, I really want to be in my heart, even though this is a tough situation, so I'll keep breathing into my heart. That's one example.
And so what about spiritual expansion? How does transformational breath help with that?
Okay. Well, for many years, Easterners, maybe thousands of years, have told us that the breath gives us the ability to access higher states of consciousness. And I think that's a lot of what the yogic breathing is about. And so transformational breath has the ability to allow us to access higher vibrational states within ourselves. And because, you know, we have these bodies within our body, different vibrational states. And so as we work through the denser vibrational states, allows us to access ourselves in a pure higher vibrational state. And that's pretty amazing. But the other way I see it happening is that as we clear the material from the lower subconscious, which is the suppressed mental and emotional body, we create an opening or pathway to access the higher subconscious, or our spiritual unlimited aspect. And so every time we do this, we're creating more and more openings, so we have the ability to connect with and be aware of this part of ourself, our spiritual mystical nature that's always been there but has been blocked by all this suppressed material that we've taken on in life. And so more and more transformational breath becomes a spiritual journey, and to me that's what it really is. It's this deepening of this connection to our more authentic self, to our spiritual nature, and not only accessing the spiritual nature, but being grounded enough in our lives through the breath that we can express those parts more freely, that we can not only experience the unconditional love, but share it, or the peace, or the joy that we tap into. So it's a two-way journey with the spiritual, and that we become aware of it, but then we're able to integrate it into our life and express it.
And Judith, it sounds like there's quite a bit of training involved to get this technique down, but is there anything that you can share with us just over the air today, any small tips or exercises that people could do to get more in touch with their breath?
Sure, and I want to preface what you said, because it isn't really extensive. When you think about we've breathed 30, 40, 50, 60 years a certain way, and to invest, you know, the women that we'll be working with this week, in these 5.5 days, by the end of the week, they will be well on the way of mastering their breath and using this tool. So that's not, you know, when you look at the scope of things, that's not that much time to really achieve what it will add to our lives. So, and yet people can do it with individual sessions, it would be a little more extended. So people can actually begin. I would say the first step would be maybe to read my book and understand what transformational breath is. And then on our site, we have a number of CDs that can help you. We have just a CD with a five-minute, leading you in a five-minute exercise. And that's where I recommend where everyone begin, because that exercise, you're not going deep enough to really get into any trouble with your breath. You're not going to go into some really super deep places, but it'll allow you to start feeling the power and the energy to be more conscious of how you're breathing and maybe how you can improve your breathing. And then I would say to, if you can, I mean, the most ideal thing would be to access a facilitator in your area. And we have a website that lists several hundred facilitators around the world. But if someone is not listed in your area, I would say call our office, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, I believe, and find out, because not everyone is on the site. Some people practice and they choose not to be on the site. So I would say and do some sessions. Give yourself this incredible gift of really reuniting with our most important tool, you know, the one that determines so much, our breath, and just take the opportunity to do that.
Thank you so much. And so, Judith, what's a session like from the time that you walk in the door? What does it look like? What does it feel like to be in one of your sessions?
Okay. Well, everyone is totally unique, even for each person. So someone who could have a session, and the next one will be totally different, and the next one will be totally different after that. So they look very different, but there's some constants that will happen with each one that are part of the system. And so one thing is that someone comes in and they'll meet the therapist or come to a workshop, and we'll just talk about individual sessions, basically. And so there's a pre-session coaching. First, we design an alliance with our clients and decide how we want to work with each other. And then there's a pre-session coaching, live coaching along with Transformational Breath, where we find out about the client's goals and what they want to achieve, and maybe look at behaviors that are interfering with those goals, and get clear about intention, because we work a lot with intentionality. And so get clear about intention and background. We like to know what's going on in that body or what some maybe of the mental and emotional history might be. And then we go ahead and the client will lie down. We create very comfortable spaces for people to lie down. And they will lie down and begin to breathe. And at that point, we'll access how they breathe. What's their breathing pattern like? And like I said, it's going to be very unique with each person each time. And then we begin to coach them into using the transformational breathing pattern and to breathe in the very specific closed areas of the respiratory system. And so we have them go ahead and breathe into those areas. And as they do, in this particular way, at some point the breath becomes automatic, and we call this activation. And this could be 2 minutes into the session. It could be 20 minutes. It just depends how willing and open the client is to allow the breath to come in fully and move without control. And so the breath becomes activated. And in this activated state, there are cycles of integration that happen. And so people just go through these cycles of integration, and they could be physical sensations, they could be emotions, they could be memories, and they continue. And there could be, you know, several cycles of integration. There can be many in a session. Once again, it depends on each individual. And after about 40 minutes of these cycles of integration, we begin to wind the session down, have some closure in the session, and that's a process to bring a person back, because through the process they've gone very deeply into themselves and kind of into a journey, some into the universe. So we begin with a gentle, continue the breathing, but at a slower pace, and we combine a lot of music with the breathing. So at this stage, we actually bring in softer music and work with invocations to begin to complete the session. And so that will continue maybe for another 10 or 15 minutes, and the person at that point will be ready to come back and do a little sharing and talking about what happened and answer any questions about things that came up, or actually set intentionality for what might be next along the way of, you know, their journey with the breath. So all of that takes at least an hour and a half. The sessions are between, I would say, an hour and a half and 2 hours, and that's kind of an overview of what they're like. People usually feel phenomenal. We actually don't stop until the integration is complete, so that's another reason there's a variation in time, that people usually feel phenomenal because having so much oxygen in the body stimulates from the brain the releasing of endorphins and neuropeptides, and so there's a chemical thing going on, plus the oxygenation of the cell. So usually people feel pretty darn good after the session, and they go home, and major things can be different as a result of the internal integration.
Awesome. That sounds really good. And we've talked about the emotional issues that can be helped through transformational breath and the physical and the spiritual. And one thing that I noticed on your site as well is addictions. Can you tell us about how you help people with addictions through transformational breath?
Well, and I like to preface again, people help themselves, but we're the coaches. And it's really a nice way to frame it, because what it does is it allows people to empower themselves in their own healing journey. So we've had a lot of success with people with addictions working with the breath. And part of it is just getting in touch with, a lot of times people seek through addiction, first of all, to cover up deep feelings of pain or sensitivity. So by getting in touch with some deeper pieces or healing some of the pain, allows people to be more present with themselves in a natural state. But I think more importantly, what happens is we access, a lot of times addictions are trying to supplement feelings of incomplete, looking for a high, looking for a part of ourselves we feel is missing. And in the breath work, we actually have the ability to access and find those parts and experiencing more of our wholeness. And so there's this discovery, you could frame it, of higher power or higher consciousness that happens, that is fulfilling and fulfills that gap or need that a lot of addictive behaviors are part of. Actually, in our newsletter that just came out the other day, there's an article. We have a facilitator spotlight, and the facilitator spotlight is a facilitator down in Florida who works very deeply with the breath at two rehab centers, bringing the breath in and having phenomenal results there on a more consistent basis. And we know a number of other facilitators, several in California and two in Ohio, that are working with the breath and their addiction counselors and therapists, and they're working with the breath with their clients. So I feel it's a very effective tool, and the key for that is the person's desire and willingness to get better. It's like with breath, you can't force anyone to do it, so they have to want to do it and be motivated to do it.
Wonderful. And I'm also curious about how you got involved with these women in Kuwait, because that's where you're calling us from today. And I'm wondering what inspired you to go all the way to Kuwait to teach transformational breath.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a long story. I feel it's like in some way a manifestation of a deep desire that I had one time. I was in London, and I was on a train in the subway train, and there was several women on the train who had their burqas on, that's the covering that Islamic women wear a lot, where the only thing that you can see are their eyes. And I just had this fleeting thought, I would love to go to the Middle East or where these women were and help empower them. I feel, you know, there's a lot of stories about women in the world that are treated in inferior ways, that aren't free, that have no rights and privileges, that have been suppressed over the ages. And knowing the empowerment that comes from this process, I didn't even think about it. It just was something that came from deep inside of me that someday I would like to do that. So literally that afternoon, it was my last day in the UK, I got a phone call from a lady who had found one of our flyers, and she was from Saudi Arabia, and she just had to come meet me, and she had to come experience the breath. And it felt like a really amazing coincidence that I had seen that and been inspired through the women on the subway, and then someone from one of those countries called me. So she came, and we did a brief intro to the breathing and kind of a mini session with her and her sister. And she went back to Saudi Arabia and then immediately took our training in, I believe, in Italy, did our program in Italy and became trained in the work and started sharing it in Saudi Arabia. This is maybe 10 or 15 years ago. And she actually had my book translated in Arabic at that time. So that started some seeds in that part of the world that I really didn't even know about till after the fact. And so through the grapevine, through this, let's say, this experience of certain people getting the process in the book and around in Saudi Arabia, my organizer here in Kuwait heard about transformational breath. She knew she wanted to bring breathing to her country, but she didn't know what kind. And then through her research, saw that transformational breath would be a very good vehicle to introduce here. So she started contacting me, and I had had several other invitations to come to the Middle East, but none of them felt really solid. And I knew it was such a, let's say, important place that it really needed to be a good, clear invitation, a good, clear, strong one for it to be the right time. And this was. There were times where I would try to, like, postpone it or wiggle out of it, and she was clear and solid and would work with all the many conditions and needing to bring over facilitators and materials and a lot of things when you go to a country for the first time. So she worked with us, and it took us about 6 months to put the program together. So she was clear and I was clear that this was supposed to happen. And not only did we do the weekend, but we did a public talk where there was over 75 people, and this was a mixed group. And so there were some men that experienced the breathing as well. And same thing this trip. The other night we did another public appearance where we were able to. So even some of the men are integrating into the system as well. So that's kind of how it came to be.
Awesome. Well, that's really exciting. And I noticed that you're also, I don't know if this is you or one of your facilitators, is going to be in Spain.
Uh-huh. Well, what's happening in Spain is that there's an international organization called the, I'm trying to think, the International Breath Foundation, and they are a group of breath workers and healers from all over the world practicing lots of different modalities, and I am part of that group and have keynoted at their conference for the last 3 years. And so I'm going over as this year I'm just leading. I wanted to work with the children this year, so this year I'm doing some children's workshops and some master classes, but very good chance, if his visa goes through, Michael Brown will be keynoting there. And this year it's going to be in Barcelona. So that's what I'm going to be doing in Spain as well. But we do have facilitators in Spain that do transformational breath that will be joining us and doing other workshops as well. So it's a very wonderful conference. I think if people were interested in exploring it, it would be under the IBF or the Global Inspiration Conference, and that's coming up the first week of July.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's the July 3rd to the 10th in Barcelona, Spain.
Yeah.
Your website, again, is transformationalbreathing.com, and you have a newsletter there, and there's lots of information. And also, I was watching one of the videos on your website, and there was a lot of movement. People were lying on the floor with blankets, and they were kind of making noise and sort of moving around. What is that?
Okay, that's, and I don't want that, you know, some people say, oh, that looks scary, and yet it's part of the journey, and you know, healing, I think true healing wasn't meant to be all tidy and neat and psychological, where you're just talking about your issues. That When we really heal, we heal at the energetic level, and sometimes we have to get into our feelings, and the movement and sound help move the energy, keep the energy moving, and keep the integration going. So it looks a little weird. It's not your normal healing protocol, and yet it's so effective and it's so powerful for people. So we allow people when they're feeling, it's not a whole bunch of catharsis, but also when they're in the journey to make sounds and to move their bodies, and primarily with the breath, like, you know, get to just go into a lot of psychodrama, but to stay in the authentic feeling and movement during the breath. And so that's what that is. And it's very much, you know, the toning, the sound is part of the journey, and different movement. We do certain movements to create kind of an aerobic condition so that the breath can be stimulated, let go of the patterns of control which creep in.
Wonderful. Well, we just have a few minutes left in the show, so if you're listening and you'd like to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 1-347-202-0129. That's 347-202-0129. We're speaking with Dr. Judith Kravitz. She is founder of the Transformational Breath Foundation. You can find her online at transformationalbreathing.com. And now you have, I imagine, a busy day ahead of you in Kuwait. I'm wondering if there's, what is the one thing that you really want people to know about the Transformational Breath Foundation?
Okay. Well, one thing, since I'm talking to you and you're in Vancouver, we're having our first program ever in Canada, in Vancouver, in September. So just want people to know, if you know, that there's a way. There's also several practitioners up there who are doing regular workshops and individual sessions. And then I'll be up there doing a couple of introductory workshops, I think on the 9th and 10th of September. And then our program starts on the 11th. And so I'm excited. I've never been to Vancouver, so I'm very excited about going there. And I'm also just know it's going to be a wonderful program. So just to let people, everyone know that you don't have to wait or travel a lot to experience it. So my parting message about the breath is our breath is the most amazing tool we have, and for so many reasons. And so it's such a joy and gift to be able to share the potential of our breath that adds to the potential of our life with people. It's phenomenal. So I just want to invite everyone to explore this exciting journey. And I hate to brag, but I feel that transformational breath is the breathing system that has all the pieces together, that you don't have to go to one place for the emotional breath and another for the physical and another, that somehow all these have been brought together into one system, and it's really an amazing gift.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And it looks like we have a caller. I'm just going to check from area code 901. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, what's your question?
Well, I just tuned in. I hadn't been listening to the show. What is your subject?
Oh, well, we're talking about transformational breathing. I thought you had a question, that's all.
No, I didn't put my hand up.
Okay, sorry about that. Sometimes people call in to listen to the show live. So, yeah, if you do want to get on the air, please press number 1 so that your hand goes up. And so we were talking about how the transformational breath isn't just for the physical, it isn't just for the emotional or the spiritual, it's really an incorporation of all of those things, right?
Yes, it is. It's an amazing tool to unify all our levels together, our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, so that we can be these multidimensional beings that we are, and not be segregated and just be a physical body or just this mind or emotions running crazy, that we can experience all these parts of ourselves working as a unified whole, and that's certainly possible. It's inevitable if you work with your breath.
Beautiful. And is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, that I'm just trying to say that Let's see, what else would we like to add here? Just that there's a lot of tools on our website as far as people who live out in a very remote area. There's tools, and it's even worth traveling. I go, a man flew over, we did a program a few weeks ago in California, and he flew over from Japan, and last week someone flew to Massachusetts from Israel. So people, that it's this innate calling that you will know when it's your time to work with this tool. But there's really no way to skip the breath piece. You can't read an extra book or say more affirmations and do the piece. Everyone needs to do the piece with their breath. And it's about opening ourselves fully to the flow of the life force within us. And if we don't with our breath, in those areas are going to stay stuck. So in my opinion, everyone needs to do a piece with the breath. And it doesn't mean you have to make it your life or you, but it's such an important part of our opening and evolution that we need to do it.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Karen. It's been, I mean, Judith, rather.
That's all right.
There's someone in the chat room named Karen I was just saying goodbye to. So it's been such a pleasure having you on the show today, and I'm thankful. Just want to thank you so much for joining us so early in the morning all the way from Kuwait.
You're more than welcome. It was great. And what I would like to do is be able to allow the people in our network to access the show. How can they do that?
They can go to blogtalkradio.com/namasteradio. I will email you a link to the show.
Great, because we'd love to share the show with all the breathers that are out there that are working with us as well. So maybe I'll meet some of your wonderful listeners in Vancouver in September, and maybe even you, Marie. Would love to meet you too.
Wonderful. That would be fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Judith.
You're welcome. Everyone, I know, will have a perfect day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
So that was Dr. Judith Kravitz. She is the founder of the Transformational Breath Foundation. You can find her online at transformationalbreathing.com. There's lots more information there. You can sign up for the newsletter and all of that. If you want to attend a workshop, there are schedules for workshops. There are also facilitators all over the world. So again, that is transformationalbreathing.com. And if you would like to learn more about Namaste Publishing and join our interactive spiritual community, please visit namastepublishing.com. There are forums, chat areas, discussion boards, a spiritual dictionary, tons and tons of different activities and ways you can get involved with Namaste Publishing. Thank you so much for listening to the show tonight. And I hope that you have a wonderful evening or a wonderful day if you're on the other side of the world. Be well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining with us for this hour of Namaste Radio. For further spiritual insights and sharing, please join us in Namaste Global Community at namastepublishing.com. If you enjoyed the show, please add Namaste Radio as a friend, favorite the show, and tell someone about it. Sharing this show is a precious gift that's completely free. Thank you. May you enjoy each moment of your day. Namaste.